Moving on to the role of PET-CT, as far as diagnosis and staging of primary tumor is concerned, there is little evidence to support the routine use of PET-CT in this scenario. However, when it comes to restaging potentially resectable metastatic disease, conventional imaging, which includes contrast-enhanced CT and MRI liver, has its limitations, and PET-CT should be routinely used, particularly to look for any extrahepatic or extrapulmonary disease which will exclude the patient from curative surgery. When it comes to lesion number and characterization, PET-CT has complementary role to the conventional imaging, and we would recommend in all patients where surgery is planned for liver mets or for pulmonary mets to have correlation with contrast-enhanced MR of the liver and a breath hold CT. Another role where PET-CT might have an important role to play is in patients where the liver metastases have been treated, say, with radiofrequency ablation for post-treatment surveillance. Just to share our